Welcome to Byline. I'm Rick Heldick.
When we face a jobs crisis worse than anything we've seen since the Great Depression, it is absolutely unconscionable that this administration would be actively working to kill jobs and deny the American people access to affordable and reliable energy.
We make more money with coal because clean water is free. Clean air is free. Children with asthma are free. Mercury in streams and lakes is free.
Some comments from a public hearing this week in Frankfurt. It was conducted by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which has delayed action on 36 coal mining permits because of pollution concerns, even though the permits were green-lighted by the state. It's an issue that pits environmental groups concerned about the dumping of coal waste against coal mining interests, including miners and their families who say they need the work and the mines would provide in order to survive. Here to talk about it are Bill Estep of the Lexington Herald Leader and WFPL environment reporter Erica Peterson. Welcome to both of you.
Hi.
Hello.
Bill, you attended the hearing, but first there were what you described as dueling rallies. One was in support of the coal industry, the other in support of increased environmental regulations. Describe the scene and tone of those rallies.
Well, this was in downtown Frankfurt on the plaza adjacent to the Civic Center there in Frankfurt. There were several hundred people there in support of coal, the pro-coal rally. And I couldn't estimate. There were probably 800 to 1,000. Some of them were bused in from the hazard area. They were brought down from Alpha Naturalis, just several other companies. Some bused in from Louisville. Wayne Supply brought in a bus or a busload of folks. So it was a pretty noisy rally. There were a lot of public officials who spoke there. That started about 5:30. About 100 yards away, 200 yards away, in the Capitol Plaza Hotel, in a meeting room there, the environmentalists had a press conference, and they had brought several folks, and they talked about studies that indicate, health effects and environmental damage from surface mining. There were about 75, maybe 100 people there. That was a pretty low-key event. It was not nearly as noisy as the other one. Then both sides went from there to the meeting that started at 7, on the hearings on the coal permits.
I see. Well, we just heard a clip of two speakers from the public hearing that followed the two rallies. Erica, give us some background on why there was a hearing.
Well, there's a hearing because basically over the past 2 years, there have been 36 permits. They're NPDES permits, which is National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permits. It's basically a coal mine needs these permits in order to discharge, effluent waste into waters and the state had green-lighted these permits, as you said before. And the EPA sent letters basically saying that they objected to the permits because the Division of Water had failed to conduct an adequate, reasonable potential analysis. So they were basically saying that they were curious as to why the Division of Water hadn't conducted what they thought was a good analysis. And they kind of concluded in their objection letters that that could be because the environmental impact would be, would be such that the permit wouldn't be granted otherwise. That was pretty much the case for all 36 permits. And the state had been kind of angling for a while to get some public hearings here, and the EPA finally answered that call.
So what kinds of concerns were brought up during the hearing? There were quite a few speakers, right?
Yeah, I don't know, Bill. I guess were you at the Pikeville one as well?
I was not the one at Pikeville. I just went to Frankfurt. I had another assignment on Thursday. At the one in Frankfurt, I didn't get to stay for all of it because of a deadline situation. It was from 7 to 11. I did talk to the EPA officials, who said that there were 70 people scheduled to speak, and then some other folks who had been allowed to sign up at the door. And it lasted. I got back down there about 10:30 to check, and it was over by then. But there were between 75 and 100 speakers there that night. And there was a lot of the people who were allowed to go first were the public officials from Kentucky, legislators, some county judges from coal counties. There was a lot of criticism of the EPA, rather, I would say, a lot of requests for them to back away from these objections.
I thought it was interesting, too. There were 21 elected officials, I think, and only one, Joni Jenkins from Louisville, spoke
right
in favor of the EPA.
And she talked about the problems. I mean, it affects, coal is an issue there because of fly ash. She said she has constituents who live across from a fly ash facility, and that it gets on their houses and that sort of thing. So, you know, coal, it affects a lot of different parts of the state in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I thought, too, I mean, a lot of the arguments we heard, you know, at least in my opinion, it was very predictable, you know, and I'd say the EPA, the EPA knew exactly what they were going to hear before they heard it. You know, we heard a lot of, from one side, we heard a lot of talk about jobs, a lot of sort of lampooning the Obama administration, you know, insinuating that he wasn't going to win Kentucky anyway. And so that was why he was targeting Kentucky.
Well, no, several speakers said just flat out that the reason, and in fact, the reason it's come to that point is because EPA initially issued this guidance on it's what started this whole thing in April 2010 was EPA issued essentially a new guidance as to how it would judge whether to approve surface mine permits, and they put in a new standard on conductivity, which is a measure of the potential contamination in water. And so they've been using that standard to judge permits that they didn't use before, and. So the state has requested hearings on some of those permits, but the reason it's gotten to this point is because there was a change in the way EPA started judging the permits.
Yeah, and I mean, and EPA hasn't, you know, I think we can say EPA hasn't really helped its case with the conductivity, and they have issued, you know, several documents laying out in very scientific language why they think this is a concern, why they think it's worthy looking at, but they're just looking at conductivity right now in West Virginia and Kentucky, which is because that was where that was the region they studied, and that was the region they determined that conductivity was a valid measure under these conditions.
Well, they initially issued that guidance that I started to say a minute ago for six states for covering central Appalachia. Now they've since, in the final guidance, they've backed that down just to eastern Kentucky and West Virginia. And that has helped, you know, that sort of added to the perception that they're targeting this area because, you know, both of those states did not vote for Obama in 2008, will not vote for him this time. So that, whereas some other states that are considered battleground states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, others were dropped out of that final consideration. So that's kind of led to some thinking among the opponents here that this is a political underpinning for all this.
We're talking with Bill Estep of the Lexington Herald Leader and WFPL environment reporter Erica Peterson about EPA hearings this week into some coal mining permits that has held up. Now, what happens next in this process? Is it up to the EPA to let these go forward or not?
Yeah, well, the EPA basically now, the comment period, people can submit written comments for another, I think, week or so. And then basically the EPA will either affirm their objections. They'll say, yeah, we were right. We still have these objections. They could alter them. They could say, well, it changed a little bit. Or they could say, oh, forget it. You know, we've gotten over our objections.
And as the process goes, if they don't withdraw their objections and the state does not, you know, revise the permits in accordance with EPA's objections, then the authority to issue those permits will pass to EPA. Kentucky will lose primacy over those particular permits.
Yeah, which, I mean, is a real concern, you know, I would think, in the coal industry, because Kentucky has kind of always been a little bit more lenient, you know, than the federal government with these kind of things.
It's also worth saying here that these permits are I mean, and EPA officials pointed out at the hearing the other night, there have been about 2,500 permits for new expanded operation, coal mining operations issued under another permitting scheme called a general permit. These are individual discharge permits under Section 402 of the Clean Water Act that a surface mine has to get to emit or discharge pollutants into streams. So these 36 are in some ways are pretty small. What the environmentalists see is a drop in the bucket. They feel like the industry is kind of crying wolf over what the potential economic impact of these are. Although Alpha Natural Resources just announced today that they're going to lay off something like 400 people in eastern Kentucky, and they cited regulatory uncertainties as part of the reason for that, along with the warm winter, competition from Wyoming coal, some other things. So,
and actually, Bill, if you hold on a sec, we have a quote here from Ted Pyle, who is the spokesman from Alpha Natural Resources.
Okay.
Well, we're really seeing a fundamental shift in the market for coal. Electric utilities are turning more and more to cheap and abundant natural gas, and we're also seeing an onslaught of regulations from Washington that would require these electric utilities to make huge expenditures on equipment, and it's causing them to shut down their coal-fired power plants. And on top of that, we've had an exceptionally mild winter where power consumption was way down. So ultimately this year, coal use for electricity generation is expected to be at its lowest level in 20 years.
And one of the factors that I thought was interesting about that, I mean, not only is it kind of a bunch of factors all coming together that make things not great for coal, but one of the reasons Kentucky, and particularly these mines in eastern Kentucky, are being affected is because they produce thermal coal,
right,
which, you know, the market is down for. There are mines in West Virginia that Alpha is running that are metallurgical coal mines where the coal is really going to make steel. And those,
right,
those aren't doing great, but there is more demand for metallurgical coal, especially overseas.
Right.
Let's wrap it up with just a little time left before we have a montage of some of the folks who spoke at the Frankfurt hearing. But just looking at a big picture question for both of you, and I'll start with you, Erica. What do you think was going to happen to eastern Kentucky and the state as a whole as the coal industry keeps shrinking?
Well, I mean, I don't know, and Bill, you're over there, and I'm not. But I moved here from West Virginia, and it's something that I think everyone is struggling with. You know, I know nonprofits are starting to talk about transition. It's something that we've seen a little bit of movement on a state level to try to stimulate the economy down there with something other than natural resources. But, you know, not too much has picked up right now, I'd say. Bill, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the U.S. Energy Information Administration has that over the next decade or so that there's going to be a really significant drop in coal production from Central Appalachia, which is primarily West Virginia and eastern Kentucky. And they cite a lot of different factors in that, natural gas, rising production costs. I mean, it's becoming more expensive to get the coal out of eastern Kentucky by surface mining methods. A lot of different factors. Regulation or uncertainties over regulation certainly plays some role in that, but it's hard to kind of factor out exactly how much. The bottom line is that they're looking at a real drop in production. A lot of people over there are concerned about it. I talked with a miner from Hazard at the meeting in Frankfurt the other night. He was there with his wife and two daughters, and he got choked up. He got emotional talking about what would happen if he lost his job. He says there's nothing else there. And I think that's true. There are very few things at this point that would replace these coal mining jobs in eastern Kentucky that are being lost now and going to be lost. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of concern in the region about what's going to happen. They've been trying for 20 years using coal severance money to try to diversify the economy, and frankly, that hasn't it hasn't gotten to the point where it would replace coal just yet.
Right.
So the I guess the bottom line is just a lot of uncertainty.
Thanks to Bill Estep of the Lexington Herald Leader and WFPL environment reporter Erica Peterson. We're going to take you out now with some comments from the public hearing in Frankfurt Tuesday night.
First, I would like to welcome the Environmental Protection Agency to a coal-producing state.
I know there is no my water separate from your water. What's in your water is in my water. When our state agencies fail to enforce federal laws to safeguard our water, be it from the coal mine or the coal ash dump, it impacts our water and it impacts our health.
There's not a coal miner, coal operator, or anyone in here who wants dirty water. That's not what this is about. It's never been about that.
Let my people go back to work, because when you free those permits, you free my people.
We are asking the EPA to reaffirm its objections to all 36 permits.
Coal is mined in Kentucky in an environmentally responsible way. Everything we do here is legal until you change the rules.
You all have a president in Washington that has targeted coal since day one.
It's been about a president who has decided to punish a state that didn't vote for him in 2010. And it's about a state that ain't gonna vote for him this year.
Would you be taking this position, singling out Kentucky, if it were a battleground state like Ohio and Illinois? No, you wouldn't. They are being penalized.
Solar energy is cheaper than coal, a lot cheaper, when investors have to pay for the damage they do. Let the EPA do its work protecting our land and our water.
The Middle Fork watershed has no municipal sewers whatsoever. There is mass raw sewage emptying into the Middle Fork. And you're concerned about 37 acres and two bench ponds.
I've done extensive water testing downstream of surface mines in eastern Kentucky, and have seen firsthand the water quality damage the surface mines can do.
Time and again, the EPA has tried to bypass the Congress and weaken state authority. And they make no secret of this administration's intentions to shut down Kentucky coal.
At a time when I should be excited about our future, I am full of concern and uncertainty because our future is bleak because of the regulatory ambush on the coal industry by the EPA.
We are fortunate that the Environmental Protection Agency has stepped in to protect our water quality and our public health when our own state government has systematically failed in that regard.
And I bring to you, EPA, a message, and that message is you've gone too far, and you know you have.
Some comments from an EPA hearing Tuesday evening in Frankfort on 36 coal mining permits in Kentucky. We'll be back with more in a moment. This is Byline on WFPL.